live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's a guy who comes right to your workplace. He keeps a fake mustache inside his briefcase. But everyone he meets all know there ain't no cover for him to blow. They all just pray he won't be back tomorrow.
Who's that?
Undercover.
What's it like to have your son sing about you?
It's good. It's good.
Christopher.
I write it. I send it to him.
And he produces it.
He produces it.
Yeah.
Sings it. It's incredible. Christopher.
He's very talented. And you are his father.
Well, that's another show. Let's just say that.
Don DeCosta is here. Undercover John goes out and works at your company and learns about your job. We're going to come back after we take a traffic break here and talk about what business?
McMay's.
And what is McMay's?
McMay's is an Irish, it's a restaurant pub in Bartlett on Stearns and 59.
Nice folks.
Wonderful.
And just a review, so far you've learned about and worked at what companies?
We've done a car dealership at Auto Showcase. Uh-huh. We've done Northwest Carpet Cleaning. We went to pottery at Clay Space,
that's
which
right.
was phenomenal. We've done pretty well.
Any of those skills transfer to this latest one at the Irish pub?
Absolutely not.
All right. It's 8:48. We'll come back, talk to John about that in just a second. You Facebook types all day today. You can play White House Bingo. We keep seeing this popping up on Facebook today. Who's going to be next to go? And it's a grid of all the people in the Trump administration. Free space is gone, and so is General Michael Flynn. Who's going to be next to go? You know, I'm feeling a little Kellyanne Conway. I think Kellyanne Conway may be next to go. Certainly Spicer's in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was on there that surprised you that you thought, I wouldn't expect them to go?
No, they're all eligible.
Even Melania?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I honestly thought if Trump had lost in November, Melania was out. Melania was next train to Croatia. Wait, where's she from? That's not right.
Slovenia.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's it. Sorry. I apologize. But I actually mean it when I apologize. It's 8:49. John's undercover work next, but...
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Everybody's working for the
weekend. All right, John, you went to work again where?
I went to McMay's Tavern and Grill.
McMay's Tavern and Grill.
In Bartlett, Illinois, at the corner of Stearns and 59.
You have video proof of this.
We do. There you can go right now on to Today and DeCause. Look at Undercover John, and it's under McMay's.
And this is on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yes.
YouTube, Today and DeCause.
We do have a link, though, on the WGN website.
All right, and tell me what you did.
I met with the owner, Greg McCaffrey. Do we have Greg there? Do we have Greg on the...
No, we're working on Greg. He's not with us quite yet.
Okay. But anyways, it was fun. I had met Scott Sigaty and the chef Philly. It was just incredible. I cooked. I did some cooking. I made a burger, which was...
Had you ever cooked or waited?
Never. That's what I was talking about. I had never done any of that before.
Yeah, I've never worked in a restaurant.
And, you know, you're like me.
I've eaten in a restaurant 3 times a day.
Okay. I've never even been in a restaurant. So this is the first time, I think.
Oh, we got Greg. Now, Greg is
we
who?
We have Greg. Okay.
And Greg is who?
Greg McCaffrey. He is the owner.
Oh, owner
McMay's.
Greg. All right, let me
yes.
go to Greg here. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for having John in.
Oh, it was a good time.
How would you rate him as an employee? This seems to be the polite response we get every week wherever you go.
I know.
Did he have any kitchen skills?
He was pretty good with the mop.
Right. Good.
That wasn't bad. That actually wasn't bad.
Did you have him engage with any customers?
No, we'll just say.
No. So what did he do? What jobs did he try to perform for you?
Well, he he got behind the bar and he made a Long Island iced tea for us.
Yeah. Now, was this made for a customer or for Greg to try?
Actually, we had set it up because we didn't want to take a chance. Plus, there's a union. I can't hurt anybody. So Greg was like, he'll do this. So I got help from Scott Sigaty. He kind of helped me make it, and I made a Long Island iced tea, which Greg tasted, and you liked it. Yes, Greg?
It turned out very good, yeah.
Yeah, and I did take a sip of it myself.
What is in a Long Island iced tea?
Well, there's a little bit of everything. It's vodka, gin, rum, tequila.
So you got to be a real chemist to be able to figure out how to make it taste good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so that's points in your favor.
Yeah, it came out okay.
What about in the kitchen? Did he make any food?
Oh, yeah, he made a burger for us.
Yeah.
What kind of burger?
Just a plain cheeseburger.
Yes. Oh, that must have been really difficult. Meat and heat.
Yes, yes. But I learned about how you flip it a couple of different ways to get those lines. I was going to use a magic marker, but whatever. And then the seasoning was... I did a little too much seasoning. I think Greg would attest to that. But
yeah, I think we'll have to work on the seasoning. Yeah.
Went strong in the seasoning. Is this on the video?
It is on the video, okay. Yes, yes.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, Greg, but it sounds to me like John's welcome to come in and eat at your restaurant anytime, but he won't be hired anytime soon.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you, and Greg knows this because they did me a favor. They serve pot roast. They have pot roast
sure.
sliders.
Pub, yeah.
Oh, they have pot. Was it pot roast nachos? Is that what you said? Which I've never heard of. It's unbelievable. But I'm telling
nachos? You. Nachos? You've never heard of nachos? They're chips.
No.
Chips with toppings.
But I'm telling you, that pot roast was incredible. They have filet sliders. It's a little neighborhood place. That we're going back. My wife and I are going back
to eat, not to cook, right?
He said that
we've already determined
mop.
He cannot work.
He said
there.
I could mop.
All right, so tell everybody where you're located and why people should come eat your food.
Okay, well, we're located in Bartlett, 913 South Route 59. That's the intersection of Stearns and 59.
Sure.
And you should come in because we make all of our food fresh. We're not taking, frozen food and pouring it into a fryer. Everything we do, we make ourselves. So it's pretty good.
And when people come out, if they mention John's name or Today and Cause or Undercover John, anything on the menu for the regular price?
Everything, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're going back for Canvas Night, Wine and Canvas Night.
Wine and Canvas.
It's where
yes.
You paint.
You know where that is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's where you paint. You have a couple glasses of wine, and everyone paints a picture.
I'm guessing the more wine you have, the less artistic your painting is.
Yes.
We should do that.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. It's a great idea.
All right, Greg, you got a website or a phone number you want to throw out there?
Sure. Phone number is 630-736-1100. Mm-hmm. And the website is www.mcmaes.com.
All right, man. I appreciate
you. Gotta go because I'm going back. I'm going back.
Was making the drinks the hardest part? Like, did you make a black and tan or a margarita?
No, I had like a blue shirt on.
Okay, right. That's a drink. It's two beers. Forget it. He's not going to be cooking, right? You said
no. He's not going to be cooking.
Okay. Or
go
mixing.
To McMay's. It's going to be just fine.
It is a really cool place.
Yeah.
Really
little How about place. Fish and chips.
No, and I didn't. No, I didn't have that. I just when he said pot roast, I passed out. 911 got there. That pot roast was to
Undercover
to
John. Undercover John, learning new jobs and skills.
If you ever want to meet me, go to McMay's because I will probably be sitting there in the corner eating pot roast.
Are you still soliciting or are you backed up with offers of work?
I'm backed up with pot roast right now.
No, but okay. Offers of, do you want people to send you more offers?
Oh, please, yes, please.
All right, what do they do?
Yes, just, yell it out.
No.
Go to
go to the top of your nearest building and just
go. MSandberg at
WGNradio.com.
And send in why you want John to come work for you.